give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies.
Moloch.
Yeah. Right.
It is the ancient god in the Bible, Moloch, or Baal, B-A-A-L. It is a Canaanite god of child sacrifice.
Folks, I can't stress enough that many of you who have been following me and other truthers for all these years have been waiting to see many of these folks who have harmed children. Well, they will finally meet the fate that is coming their way. It's going to be exposed. It's been happening for a long time. It had to be slowly dismantled in a way that the public can handle. Now, while I believe many are on the winning side, the chaos showcasing just how the enemy operates has to be placed in front of those who simply don't care, those who aren't awake. Let's get into more today on these characters, the acting. I hope we can understand how it all ties together, my thoughts behind it, and more as we go through this today. Let's hope we can really understand, maybe a little bit more, if I can just express my thoughts a little better on how I think this is playing out. But I'm just one guy, my thoughts, and more. And we're going to show you some proof in some of the video clips today, all right? So here we go. I want to remind you, August 11th through 18th, you see that beautiful image video on your screen. You can join us at Sea with LT. Now, I've talked a lot about the things that we're going to be doing, but one of the things that we're going to experience is America's frontier, the last frontier, glacier lakes and towering snow-capped mountains, rainforests and rich vegetation in Alaska. We're going to see the glaciers, right? Incredible wildlife, beautiful scenery. We're going to travel with the five-star luxury cruise, phenomenal cuisine, top-notch service, and all the amenities aboard the beautiful Holland America Line Westerdam. We're going to enjoy this, folks. And many have been grabbing a lot of the rooms. Many of you understand how that works, so it's important to get in there before the particular one that you want is gone. And we're going to talk about the latest on the election, President Trump, the signals that we are seeing around us so that we have information we need to be prepared. We're going to enjoy times of fellowship, music, and laughter with Tim Lovelace, the Isaacs, Dr. Kirk Elliott, and many more surprises, man, that God has just been putting together. And we're going to have a blast. So just want you to know, again, just to remind you, this a lot of work has gone into providing you something that is going to be absolutely amazing. And we hope that you would just enjoy and look forward to meeting all of you. I look forward to meeting you face-to-face. You know, I don't show myself. So it's a great time, amazing vacation. We can share it together during dedicated meet-and-greet times that we have scheduled for you. All right, so we'll hope you check it out. It's in the description box below for all to see. Here's President Trump speaking recently with General Flynn at a dinner there at Mar-a-Lago.
I had to skip him because we had a big meeting and I heard he was here and I skipped him. I said, I may never live that one down. No? I said, I better get down. So tonight he wasn't expecting me, so I met up for him. So the way I think it's sort of like, He's a great gentleman. I just want to thank you for everything you've done for the country. You really are. You're a brave guy and a wonderful man and a very smart one. And you're my side and I'm on your side all the way. Thank you.
So amazing with General Flynn, and he gave him a presentation there to President Trump. And many folks attended this dinner. I was also enlightened to possibility of attending that and just couldn't make it. But I tell you what, we've watched things play out so many ways, and to have President Trump, with all that he goes through, to be able to continue to attend dinners and talk about others and share his thoughts is absolutely brilliant. He's been going all over the place. New York, he did went over there to honor a family who lost a police officer. We'll show you that in a little bit later. But he still just seems to be on point at all times. Now, while he was in New York, we also had these guys, the Biden and the Obama and the Clinton clan. They rise up from below a stage like they're at Disney, and they look like a bunch of wax museum characters. They don't even look like the real folks who are the real Obama, the real Biden, or the real Clinton, right? And so I'll bring that over while you're looking at your screen. If those are listening in, I'm going to show a picture here. Waking Outlaw showed us this. There's the Bill Clinton that supposedly is the one on stage on your left. Somehow he transformed from the guy on the right. It's amazing how they're able to make that happen, huh? And just makes you wonder who's playing whose roles. The other thing is interesting is how many people are screaming at the top of their lungs for these guys. You hear that? Wow. Is that real? That many people are still brainwashed? That many are still under the thought that something is good about these three? One who's recently caught up probably in all of the Diddy world, Clintons, with their foundation and slowly rising up, and Obama then best friends with Diddy and all of his stuff going on with the trafficking. And then Biden, of course, the ongoing human trafficker today with the open borders and so much more. Evil. So Dr. Russell McGregor, I love this. The rest of the year will be very traumatic for the public. However, for anonymous people like us, it will be a relief. It's not a time to live in fear, not a time to get frustrated and angry. How come these guys are free? How come this is happening? Oh, we've got this eclipse coming. It's the end of the world. I see a lot. I hear a lot. But it's at a time that we understand, and I'll give you my thoughts on this hopefully later when I talk about the eclipse and some of the thoughts about it going across Little Egypt and more. While people are screaming it's the end of the world and America's going down, the judgment's coming, I don't look at it like that. And it's not because I follow a certain particular part of Christianity or a group of freedom fighters, or I'm on some side that, you know, I'm super radical and I'm thinking that the elections will solve everything. It's not that. It's not that President Trump is somebody that we worship. I just see that God is using him to, and a group of people, to wake a lot of folks up to what could have happened to our country. Now, why do I say all that? Stormy Patriot Joe caught something, and I thought it was really important for us to hear. All right, so check this out.
All right, guys, quick video time again. So I was in chat on March 23rd doing a little show prep, and Elon Musk had highlighted this TikTok guy that's the guy running around talking about how to squat on homes and take over homes, and you know, it's push out the Americans, and you know, we have the rights to invoke. And I just thought this guy was just way too over the top, and that, you know, I just wasn't buying that this was really what he would do, put a big target on himself like this. So I had written in chat, you know, I figured Musk would get around to highlighting this guy. This is another guy I'm looking at that I'm saying, would he really do this? You know, it's part of the show. So we're in that portion of this long movie that it's a time to show people versus telling them. Okay. And Rev was on board with that thought process. Okay, so what I really was saying is actors got to act. And Q had pointed to that a few different times. But interesting enough, March 28th, a Today Delta was one of those times Q969 actors are acting. Okay, so I found it pretty interesting to hear Dana today, almost like he was given a heads up to say something. Let's, I think he was on the five. Let's give her a play.
I know that that's not true. We see it. We know about all the Facebook posts. Then they show Bill Malusian and Griff Jenkins when they're down at the border. They'll come across. How did you find out? Oh, you know, the cartel sent me this Facebook post, or I saw it on Snapchat. I have it on TikTok. That's how they figured this out. I've been skeptical about this guy.
Yeah.
Because I feel like he's just straight out of Central Casting.
Yeah. Straight out of Central Casting. Woo! Love it.
Like, is he a fake? Is this an actor?
Actor.
Because it seems like you would find him in a South Park episode. It's like,
I don't know about South Park, but...
You have this guy coming across the border. Then he's crying because he's going to get kicked out because they found him. We saw it the other day when the bridge collapsed. Oh, that's not true. We see it...
Actors are acting. Central Casting. Right on the Delta. Love it.
Actors acting. Central Casting. Who kept telling us about Central Casting? President Trump, over and over again in his speeches. And I've said this in folks that interview me for their channels. And I'll say, you know, I feel like when you really want to know what's going on, you just simply have to watch the speeches from President Trump. And you take your notes and you go and look at others and what they catch, right? Because that's what the Anons do. We go together, we look and we speak and we try to figure out exactly what's going on and what little interjections of truth are thrown in. Like, I think we're in a pause. Who says that? Pause in the middle of a speech. President Trump. Why do we have a pause? Well, I think it's going to wake people up. A pause. Actors will act. Well, part of this be these two guys walking off of a plane. Now, if you're looking at your screen, we're looking at supposedly a guy named Biden and another guy named Obama. Now, as they walk off the plane, it's definitely not a Biden. You'll notice if you look at the right knee of Obama, look what happened to his knee. You see that glitch? You can see through his knee, boom, right into the plane. Let me show that to you in case you're not looking. Right there, folks, his knee disappears right there on cue. They mess up when they try to show you, because you can actually make anybody look like they're anywhere. You can make any person look like anybody for that, you know, for a matter of fact. And these two guys are not getting off a plane. They're in some type of movie scene. And it's all being exposed for us to see. They happened to be in New York the same time that President Trump was in New York. Right? And so while they were there, President Trump, of course, makes his moves and he goes to do something that actually touches hearts instead of trying to go and give these speeches and have everybody celebrate who he is. He speaks at a fallen officer Diller's wake. A tragedy. Thugs took him out.
Well, thank you very much, everybody. I want to thank Bruce and all of the people that have worked so hard to make this area beautiful and safe. And this is what happened, is such a sad event, such a horrible thing. And it's happening all too often. And we're just not going to let it happen. We just can't. 21 times arrested this thug. And the person in the car with him was arrested many times, and they don't learn because they don't respect. They're not given the respect. The police are the greatest people we have. There's nothing and there's nobody like them, and this should never happen. I just visited with a very beautiful wife that now doesn't have her husband. Stephanie was just incredible. Their child, brand new, beautiful baby, sitting there, innocent as can be. Doesn't know how his life has been changed. But the Diller family will, you'll never be the same. You can never be the same. And we have to stop it. We have to stop it. We have to get back to law and order. We have to do a lot of things differently because this is not working. This is happening too often. It's an honor to be here. And again, I want to just thank all of you folks for allowing this. And Bruce, thank you. Bruce has been a friend of mine for a long time. He's done an incredible job out here. But This is such a sad occasion. The only thing we can say is maybe something is going to be learned. We've got to toughen it up. We've got to strengthen it up. This should never be allowed. Things like this shouldn't take place and to take place so often. So thank you all for being here. It's an honor, and it's an honor for me to be here. This is a great family, the Diller family. I met the friends, and I met every one of them inside, and these are just incredible people that are just devastated. They're devastated. They've got a tough road.
They're devastated. And what happens? President Trump does this.
Funeral home right now. He's going to come out with a press gaggle and make some remarks, apparently, in a little while. But the story here is that, you know, Trump gave a donation to Tunnel to Towers. Believe he paid off the mortgage for this family.
Paid off the mortgage for their family. And then, of course, he reveals that Joe Biden didn't even call the family. Here we go.
He can't support the police. I think he's also making a mistake. But I think politically, his base won't let him support the police. And I support the police, I would say, at the highest level of any president by far, maybe double or triple. And they knew that. That's why when I walked into that funeral parlor, it was like love. They want to shy away from it. They didn't even call the family.
They didn't call the family. So that's the stark difference that we're seeing in who cares about people and who cares about their politics or the lines of people who, what did he say, they won't allow him to support the police. So that's basically stating the Democrats have controllers. Also, the RINOs have controllers. We've been finding that out for years. And more, we're waking up to how this all plays out. I've got a lot more to show you. I've got some fire at Lincoln Memorial. I've got some other strange things. Taylor Swift tied into P. Diddy and more on Diddy's situation. It just gets deeper into Hollywood and the voting and how they play with our votes and so much more. Chicago even had that come out. We're going to see that and more. But first, I wanted to talk about your health. Are you ready to elevate your wellness journey? Well, look no further than chlabs.link/AWK. Wonderful way of unveiling the true nature of many conditions you may be facing and how to combat those ailments. You might have been diagnosed with something and need a second opinion, or you feel a little bit off and you're dealing with symptoms, or simply want preventative support to ensure you're as healthy as you can feel. Well, one of her clients, Terry, said, Dr. Kelly recommended I take her brain health home test to see which nutrition I was needing specifically to improve the health of my brain. Since starting the recommendation on nutrition, I've noticed more clarity in my thinking and memory, less brain fog, and maybe best of all, I have been migraine-free for 4 months now. That's a great testimony. Visit again, chlabs.link/AWK. It's in the description box below this video. And reach out to Dr. Kelly Shockley today. All right, folks, we're back. Since Sean Combs' P. Diddy house raid for sex trafficking, the Baltimore Scott Key Bridge collapsed. Remember, we talked about that. A fire broke out at Lincoln Memorial. Actually, it was the kiosk near the Lincoln Memorial. I've got that on your screen for you to see. A fire broke out at the Lincoln Memorial's kiosk. Sam Bankman-Fried was sentenced to 25 years. Remember, he had the FTX, right? The one that all of the celebrities would have him over, or they tried to pretend that they cared about him, and he was just a puppet. And what did he do? Remember, FTX sent money over to the Ukraine doesn't support. Ukraine sent that money back over to the politicians in America, like the Democrats, so they could use that money to for their campaigns and align their pockets. They were caught. But instead of going after all those guys for taking all that money, let's take out Sam Bankman-Fried. Westgate Resort CEO David Siegel stepped down. Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun stepped down. Politicians Joe Lieberman, Dan Saunders, and Mukhtar Ansari have died. Actors Ron Harper from Planet of the Apes died. Another coincidence? Along with actors Fritz Wepper, George Gilby. Storm Nelson hits the UK and Spain. They told you there weren't any bio labs in the Ukraine. They told you that Putin blew up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. They told you Ukraine wasn't suffering major losses, but they were. They told you that the United States wasn't funding both sides of the conflict. They were. They told you masks and vaccines were nearly 100% effective. They're not. They told you COVID-19 came from a bat in a wet market in China. It didn't. They told you there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. There weren't. They told you J6 was the worst attack since 9/11. The biggest lie ever told by these freaks. They told you lockdowns were for your health. They told you there was no supply chain crisis, that Epstein client was a baseless conspiracy. They told you Donald Trump would do everything that Joe Biden is currently doing. I got some more to show you, but watch what this guy says.
Don't worry. I was already called crazy once this morning because I tried to explain to someone at work what all is going on, and they were like, there's no way. No way it goes that deep. And I said, yeah? Did you imagine that Diddy would be raided? Now look at all the people that went to his parties, and I went through this whole thing, and I'm still crazy. So that's fine. That's fine. I'll look crazy. No problem there. Just nuts that you don't believe me, but whatever.
What a great little recording there. It's been rolling a little faster. Maybe there's a cliff ahead. It will crash down soon. Like a bridge was a warning to others. It's on. This information we just keep sharing over and over, and people still say, oh, you're far-fetched. How far can this go before people finally say, you know what? I'm willing to listen to you. They were told there was no elite child trafficking ring. No, there's not. Don't listen to those people on the Q boards, those anons saying that there's a Pizzagate. There's no such thing. It's all coming out. We've been talking about it for years. They told you federal agencies don't target Americans. Well, we know they do now. It's all they've been doing. They said that there was no such thing as the Uniparty. There is. We've seen it. We've woken up to it. They told you there was no such thing as the deep state. Oh, man. And once you finally realize how long they've been lying to you, the quicker you question the narrative for absolutely everything. Satan is a liar. He's the father of lies, a liar from the beginning. And many of these people either knowingly or unknowingly worship him and sign a deal with the devil. Now, Diana Wallace shared with us, what involvement did Taylor Swift have with Lucian Grange's pedophile sex trafficking ring that's currently under investigation in the P. Diddy lawsuit? Or was she a victim of the pedo Hollywood machine, too? Lots of images of Taylor Swift being really close to him. I'm showing it on the screen. They're circling the internet. I'll be investigating this and posting information that I find on here. Diana Wallace. Yeah, the Diddy of P. Diddy, JC Foundation, Epstein 101. Rumors are circulating the Universal Music Group. There he is, Lucian Grange. See him? There he is. Took part in having young Justin Bieber drugged and raped repeatedly by pedos in the music industry. Sorry I had to be so blunt on there, folks, but these are the things that are playing out in front of all of us. Remember, some of you that might have your children in public school or grandchildren, we already know that if they're in kindergarten in many of these schools, they're already giving them books to show them what all of this means that I'm sharing with you now. They're trying to desensitize our children. They're trying to make it look like it's okay for children to be with adults. That's what those books have in them. These are the people running the earth, and they're slowly infiltrating, and we're exposing them and showing the evil that is happening so that we can, through prayer, watch them get taken out. CEO of Universal Music Group, Lucian Grange, the most powerful man in music, was named as an accomplice in the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking lawsuit. There you go, another one. Universal Music Group concealed its delivery of vast sums of cash, millions, to Mr. Combs and his associates in order to benefit from the Combs sex trafficking venture. There it is. On your right, looking at it on the screen. The music group willfully failed to timely file required tax disclosures surrounding the funding of these sex trafficking parties with the federal government. This failure was not just passive facilitation, but a deliberate omission by defendants Lucian Charles Grange, Ethiopia H, Motown Records, Love Records, and Universal Music Group. I've got more to share. We're going to continue to expose these because, folks, these people were worshipped. Our kids, grandkids, listen to these guys, whether we like it or not. V Darkness Falls. Sean Diddy Combs signed a $30 million record deal with Edgar Bronson Jr.'s Time Warner Music Label. We're going to see many more connections, folks, exposing them. You remember the Bronfen family, right? They're the co-owners of the NXIVM trafficking ring with Keith Raniere. Remember that? Edgar Bronfen Sr.'s very close relationship to Alan Dulles, former CIA director under Eisenhower, is an even deeper rabbit hole that shines a lot of light in the government's involvement in drug and child trafficking. Bronfen is the connecting bridge between the CIA and Israel's Mossad back in the day. Remember Mossad tied to the Maxwells? You guys remember all that? Edgar Bronfen and Leslie Wexner of Victoria's Secret founded the pro-Israeli billionaire endowment and influencer lobbyist group called the Mega Group in 1991, the same year that Ghislaine Maxwell's father, Robert Maxwell, met his demise off the Canary Islands too. Allegedly, Robert Maxwell owed way too much money to the Rothschilds that he skimmed, embezzled from them. I linked the article, but it's from 2013. And it's likely these Satan-worshipping cannibals will wipe it from the internet. So I'll copy-paste the circle or the article in this thread and then link it just in case. Hey, remember when we just found out that the child trafficking Bronfen family with ties to Israel's Mossad was cutting P. Diddy's checks and P. Diddy wanted to invest and have a seat at the table to co-own Twitter with Elon? Remember, guys? He wanted to co-own Twitter with Elon. I think now we know why. It's to censor all of us into oblivion. There's a global child trafficking network that's about to be exposed, and none of us are equipped to emotionally handle who is all involved. I like this WHO capitalized. How long it's been going on, just exactly what they were doing to these children, and how many they've been doing it to. Been digging into the past child trafficking digs because this Nickelodeon Diddy situation brings absolutely all of its wide open to the surface and broke me all over again. I'm going to show you Nickelodeon here in a moment, folks, in case you're wondering. I cried, I prayed, cried some more, and prayed again. I suggest all prepare to do the same. And there's the links to the articles. Huh. Are you catching on? What's going on, folks? Do you see how little by little they have to expose all of this to the public? Little by little, we're catching this. And it's being shared now. And many people, little by little, are waking up. Remember, if this would have happened in 2016, President Trump walks in 2017. He says, all right, I want all of these folks arrested. The Obamas, the Clintons, the Bushes. They're all guilty. They've all been trafficking children. They've all been part of this huge network of satanic worshipers to Molech. How many people would have believed that? How many would have had literally been ticked off and said, no, that's not going to happen? How many years does it take to deprogram the programmed minds of all those that we were told to worship, all those who we thought actually won elections who didn't? They were placed there. They were placed there for power by puppet masters so that they can continue to do evil things all around us. How many times in Scripture did we see those who were committing evil at the very end finally meet their demise? How many would believe that God Almighty would send signs in the heavens to not take out a nation, but to take out a Babylonian system called Little Egypt that is similar to Egypt run by Pharaoh, who is keeping all of us like slaves? Just maybe, maybe, just maybe, the X over Little Egypt on America is telling them, hey, I started in Salem, the beginning, Aleph, the Alpha and the Omega, and I'm going to end 2024. 2017, who came into power to end all of this? 2024, what are we watching happening? The enemy's getting obliterated all over the place. The exposure is happening like crazy. And are we seeing little Egypt starting to go down? Or do we believe what other people are saying, which is, oh, it's the end. That's it. God's judging our nation. We're all going down. We go to God in prayer, our Heavenly Father in prayer. We go to the Word of God and we say, look, I want to know what's going on. Could you help me?
We knew somebody was going to rat on Diddy. And girl, you got the first. Ooh, former Motown Records CEO, Ethiopia. I can't mess up her last name. H. To testify against Diddy in exchange for being dropped from the SA traffic lawsuit. Yeah. Ethiopia said, I know all the bodies are buried, baby. Follow me. Now, if you remember when Little Rod's lawsuit first dropped, Ethiopia was named in both the front, first page, right along next to Sony Music CEO Lucian, and on the third page describing everybody by name, date, size, address, and ETC. Now, it looks like T.A. Blackburn Law is representing Ethiopia, and they requested for her to get immunity in exchange for her testifying against Diddy. Now, this was done on March 21st. Now, picture this. Ethiopia decides that she is going to testify against Diddy so she can get away and get out of the lawsuit completely on March 21st. And then all of a sudden, Diddy's house gets raided on March 25th. Baby, make it make sense. Ethiopia knew exactly what she was doing, and this is why Diddy's house got raided last night. She told them everything that they needed to know for her to get out of this lawsuit. Now, I don't know why Lucian didn't take that offer as well, but maybe he got a lot more power than what we think, and he's okay. And please be mindful, in Little Rod's lawsuit, Lucian and Ethiopia were quote-unquote allegedly present for a lot of Diddy's parties, which quote-unquote had underage girls, and he was DRUGing a lot of people with his bottles. So, Ethiopia, girl, you smart, very calculated, save. I get it.
So, what does J-Lo know about P. Diddy? There's a picture. Sean Combs. Jennifer Lopez arrested after New York shooting. Some other things have been coming out. Jay-Z rapped in 2009 that he had Obama on the text, y'all should be afraid of what I'm going to do next. Jay-Z rapped in 2013 that he got White House clearance for his trip to Cuba. In 2015 article, CNN admitted Obama and Jay-Z are close. If Jay-Z is next, then all roads will lead to Obama. Have you ever seen those clips come out on X where they say that literal translation, I saw Satan as lightning fall from heaven. You know that scripture, right? Somebody said the literal translation is, I saw Satan, Barack Obama, falling from heaven. Interesting that he would change his name from Barry Sotero to Barack Obama. Wonder why President Trump says that name so clearly all the time to remind us. I don't know. What do you guys think? When the media controls the information you see, they control what you believe. When they control what you believe, they control your mind. When they control your mind, they control your emotions. When they control your emotions, they can control your actions. They control your actions. You are no longer in control. When you are not in control, you are not yourself. When you are not yourself, they have won. Rumors are circulating that Jay-Z is a part of the gay pedo elite. That stuff is starting to come out. Jay-Z might be in trouble. And more after seeing the news, he's back in. Epstein, P. Diddy, and Black Swan are trending like crazy in all of this. Before I get to more on all of these things, especially getting into the election, we're going to share that in a moment. AndWeKnow.com is where we're at, folks. And just a reminder, because some folks still ask me, hey, where can I find you? AndWeKnow.com. You go there. You can see where we have all of our social media links. They're all there. Our podcast, if you want to listen to us and not watch, it's there. Ways to donate to us, it's there. And support our efforts and more. And we've also got another website, thepatriotlight.com. A lot of you are visiting the site, getting your daily news from home, politics, world news, markets, faith, social news, and resources. Our resources, a lot of them that we trust, that we place there are for you to grab, and they're big supporters of this channel. It's amazing to see all of that work. Shop.andweknow.com. Folks, that is where we have all of our gear. A lot of folks have been getting our gear, And we're asking you if you would please go to our website, andweknow.com, and send pictures of you wearing our gear. We'd appreciate it, as we're running out of photos. Not as many have been sending in as usual. And so in all of this website, you're going to find our clothing. You're going to find accessories, our hats, tees, and tanks, the flag collection, and so many things. The LT's book, monthly t-shirt boxes, and so much more. We've got activewear, the flags, so many other things. What's new? If you click on what's new, you can see some of the new shirts that we have. New Women's Cali Wave Romans 8:28 Scripture Pullover. Sleeve Raglan Romans 8:28 Scripture. Look at this. I mean, amazing new designs for all to see. Romans 8:28 Scripture Tee. Women's V-neck Romans 8:28 Scripture Tee. All of these wonderful things. The Everyday Backpack Travel Bag with the And We Know logo on it. And so much more. We hope you check it out. It looks like they've got the dad hats for this spring. And they also have the three-quarter sleeve. Last week's Most Love three-quarter sleeve. They're almost gone. You want to check it out. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
People who own the labels own the prisons.
Literally the same people?
Literally the same people who own the labels own private prisons. The records that come out are really geared to push people towards that prison industry.
But they didn't make you write those lyrics.
It's not about making somebody write the lyrics. It's about being there as guardrails to make sure certain songs make it through and certain songs don't. Some records are made by committee. You meaning record company guys sit around and tell the artists, this is hot, say that, do this. We're gonna have this guy write the lyrics. We're gonna have that. You have, you know, the record company pushing the narrative. You know, some social engineering going on here to make sure those prisons stay full.
John Holmston, a retired CIA agent, has admitted on national Russian television that the CIA was behind the creation of the 1980s hip-hop scene and financed major hip-hop acts including N.W.A., Afrika Bambaataa, and Grandmaster Flash in the Furious Five. The government at the time spent, quote, big money, serious money, on this covert operation destined to further division and corrupt the American youth to nihilist, anti-establishment, and anti-American ideologies, he explained in a half-hour interview broadcast on national television. Famous hip-hop songs of the legendary hip-hop outfit N.W.A. were even scripted by a team of psychologists and war propagandists of the CIA. F the police, and when I'm called off, I got a sawed off, squeeze the trigger, and bodies are hauled off, and other nihilist and anti-establishment lyrics were intended to unleash a wave of cynicism towards authorities, promote the use of heavy drugs, and entice the youth with revolutionary counter-establishment ideas. The retired CIA agent claims the social engineering maneuver was extremely successful. Quote, we understood at the time that music was a powerful means of propaganda to reach the youth, explained the 77-year-old man. Our mission was to use teenage angst to our advantage and turn Generation X into a decadent, pro-drug, and anti-establishment culture that would create uprisings and further division within society. We even infiltrated mainstream radio to promote their music and reach millions of people every day, he admitted, visibly proud of the accomplishment. For many of us in the CIA, infiltrating the 1980s hip-hop scene was one of the CIA's most successful experiments of propaganda to date, he acknowledged during the interview. The retired CIA agent, who was granted a Russian residence permit in 2011, also claimed Liar Cohen, commonly known as the tall Israeli who runs hip-hop, is a CIA asset. When it comes to engineering culture, no one touches Liar Cohen, Holmstead admitted. He ended up promoting rappers such as Jay-Z and Kanye West, and more recently brought Migos and Young Thug to prominence. Some experts openly admit hip-hop nihilism, which was expressed in the use of harder, more self-destructive drugs like heroin, cocaine, and methamphetamine, pushed United States President Richard Nixon into the War on Drugs, a campaign of prohibition of drugs and foreign military intervention, with the stated aim being to define and reduce the illegal drug trade within America and around the world. Quote, "The chaos we caused in America helped the government justify overseas wars of plunder to Middle America. The country wouldn't be where it is today without hip-hop."
How about that? And in that beginning clip, you see that these guys that own the prisons, own the record labels, get these guys in hip-hop, get them to celebrate drugs and all kinds of other perversions, and they get arrested and put into these prisons, and prisons make a lot of money. Start filling them up. So just a little bit more I wanted to cover on this so you don't miss it.
His freak-out parties. In attendance were celebrities, politicians, athletes, international dignitaries like British royalty, Prince Harry, and music label executives. Lil Ron claims some of the biggest names in the recording industry sponsored these parties with sex workers, drugs, and underage girls. The CEO of Universal Music, Lucian Grange, is named as a defendant. So is the former CEO of Motown Records, Ethiopia Habibarian, and others. Lil Rod says hidden cameras were in every room of Diddy's homes. Lil Rod believes that Mr. Combs possesses compromising footage of every person that has attended his freak-off parties and his house parties.
So that's an interesting point, because 50 Cent put out, Mr. Combs had hidden cameras every room of his home, has recordings of several celebrities, artists, music label executives, athletes engaging in illegal activity. These individuals were recorded without their knowledge and consent. Mr. Combs possesses compromising footage of every person who's attended his freak-off parties and his house parties. Well, some people claim, I'll just let you know, that, oh, they went in there to grab all of this information so that it doesn't, so that nothing happens to these upper elites who were caught. While others claim that we're watching an operation since President Trump signed an executive order, crimes against humanity, and they're being taken down. This information, all of these documents coming out, show you some interesting names. And I put all this in the description box below, folks. If you're watching and you're wondering where I get all this from, most of it I share. Go below this video, click on the links that I have for just about every source that I'm sharing with you. Mr. Combs detailing how he planned to leverage his relationship with Bishop T.D. Jakes to soften the impact on his public image of Cassie Ventura's lawsuit. Young Miami's cousin and assistant sexually assaulted Mr. Jones. More and more of these names on this list are sickening. Paid monthly fees to work as these terrible workers. It's all coming out, one person at a time. And so all of this playing out, and we still have Communist News Network having people on because they can't stop talking about Trump, like Larry David.
You can't go a day without thinking about what he's done to this country, because he's such a little baby that he's thrown 250 years of democracy out the window by not accepting the results of an election. I mean, it's so crazy. He's such a sociopath.
He didn't accept the election, the results. Let's see, who else didn't accept the results of their election? Oh, 2016, when President Trump won. How many didn't accept the results of the election? Did they go on the air and say they're little babies for not accepting?
Oh, insane. He just couldn't admit to losing. And we know he lost. He knows he lost.
Nope. You know that he won, and he knows that he won. But then we have to have liars on Communist News Network.
And look how he's fooled everybody. He's convinced all these people that he didn't lose. He's such a sick man.
So he's saying he's such a sick man while he contorts his face and looks like he's got some demon wrapped inside of his body screaming and gritting his teeth. You guys know that that old saying in the scriptures, the that there's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth for those that suffer in eternity, forever, in a place called hell. Weeping and gnashing of teeth. How about that reference when people get angry, they weep and they gnash with their teeth? That's what we're looking at on our screen right there. So now CNN's so desperate, they're bringing in the fake Republicans to claim that Hillary Clinton was right about Trump and that Donald is a dictator all along.
You're actually now ringing the alarm, though, and you're talking about this election. It's about, what, 220-something days away at this point. You're talking about it as being a kind of watershed moment for this country. Why do you think this election, compared to, say, 2020 or 2016, will be so different?
Well, I think, quite plainly, they have told us what they're going to do. They have laid it out very clearly for us. Really, this election is a referendum on freedom and democracy at this point. A lot of people say, you know, we're a republic. Well, yes, but we have democratic processes and principles that underpin that republic. And to me, it really boils down to this. We can vote for a man who, by voting for him, those principles and processes will survive, and we will live to fight another day in terms of being able to work through our issues. And a vote for Trump is to run the risk of losing all of that, to run the risk of, well, the man said himself, he wanted to be a dictator on day one. I don't know of many dictators that are willing to give up authority once it's granted to them.
I forgot they had that at the end. You know what's hilarious about this? If you catch the words, the big keywords that he uses when he starts talking, you wonder if he sat down and had to memorize these. And he's searching his brain as he's looking around like, I've got to make sure I've got these words correct. You know why I say that? Because when we had training at Defense Information School on how to talk to the media, we had our talking points and we had to memorize them and get ready, because if we go on live during different incidents, we have to make sure that we're prepped and ready to go. Yeah. That's what he looked like to me. He doesn't use those words in real life. Actors will act.
State's attorney.
Let's see. Then we get into the elections.
And right now, the gap in the race for Cook County State's attorney is razor thin. Here's where it stands right now. Eileen O'Neill Burke is now leading Clayton Harris III by just under 4,800 votes. This weekend also saw the news of the Chicago Board of Elections adding more than 10,000 votes to the total ballot count, the result of what its director of public information said was a human error. CBS2's Andrew Ramos is live in the newsroom with the latest.
You don't say. 10,000 more ballots to count. You don't say.
Well, Megan, that apparent human error is now opening the door to what could be anyone's race. The addition to these more than 10,000 ballots is injecting new energy in both the Burke and Harris campaigns, both who had poll watchers on site today as votes were counted. Now, as the spokesperson for the Chicago Board of Elections, Max Bever, put it, these additional ballots came into the mix after he realized he mistakenly left out some vote-by-mail ballots, issuing an apology about the flub this weekend, explaining that the ballots were under lock and key and were postmarked and received by Election Day. After meeting with both the Burke and Harris campaigns and explaining the situation, all parties agree that ballot counting and ballot signature verification would continue Sunday.
You think they're going to do the right thing there in Illinois? What do you think? Well, you know what's funny? It's, well, not funny, but interesting. I just so happen to have an interview that's going out tomorrow, Saturday, on the 30th. With these two amazing folks, this couple, Ken and Jody Zitko. They dedicate 60 years of analytical experience to evidence. I mean, they spent, folks, 4,000 hours, 4 years after their normal jobs to do nothing but put together scorecards, analytics showing and proving nearly 600,000 Illinois voting ballot errors in 2022's election. Yeah. This interview, you do not want to miss. I'm going to play a little bit of it just for you to understand. Well, let's just play the intro, shall we? Just play the intro so you'll have an understanding of what you're going to see tomorrow.
And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men. Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ.
Because the first election I voted in was Trump's. I've never voted in a midterm. I've never voted.
What?
I have never voted in a midterm election. Ever.
Great.
I've never voted in a primary. Ever.
Tell us that again.
Oh my gosh.
What we see here is someone voted in your name
yep.
for a midterm primary, and then we've got 1, 2, 3 presidential elections. You're saying you did not vote in.
I can tell you, I'm a bad patriot. I first time I got involved in politics was President Trump. That's my first presidential election. I have never voted in a midterm. I have never voted in another presidential election. This is all a lie.
So Ken was missing a vote in 2008. So the two of us were a bit shocked. And from a data analytics perspective, also wondering, was this an anomaly? Like how could, you know, what are the odds of both of us having this same mistake, at least in those midterm elections? And so that really got us fired up in terms of wanting to understand better if we were just an anomaly.
And I find it amazing. And the reason you're hearing that trumpet play like that in the background, it's like a military trumpet. And I wanted folks to understand the reason I played that is because they remind me of two just soldiers on the battlefield working every single night, just about, to do their duty, the things that they can do to protect our country. And they happen to have a website, United Sovereign Americans, that many of the states are starting to join in. And they're just like, I said, you know, you guys remind me of those that blaze the trail throughout America. And like they have their machetes and they're blazing that trail through as we go from the East Coast to the West Coast so that others can follow behind them and start establishing cities and more. And they've got this scorecard that showed all the proof needed for everyone to see how that election in Illinois was so nefarious. And it's now spreading to other states, and they're taking it, and anybody can get involved. That's why you want to watch the interview. You're going to see how you can participate and help. I highly encourage you to help do that. So then you wonder why guys like this end up in power. This is a Baltimore mayor after the collapse of the bridge.
Allow you, Mayor Scott, if you choose to do so, to respond to the tomfoolery and attacks on you for having the nerve to be black and also a mayor.
So now we're going to go to the race card. Somehow this guy won his election. Who knows if it was real or not. But he gets to go on TV and they want to talk about race.
Well, I think, listen, I know and we all know and you know very well that black men and young black men in particular have been the boogeyman for those who are racist and think that only straight, wealthy white men should have a say in anything. We've been the boogeyman from them since the first day they brought us to this country. And what they mean by DEI, in my opinion, is duly elected incumbent.
So Baltimore suffers a bridge collapse, and the mayor wants to get into racist rhetoric. What does the bridge collapse have to do with race? So then some folks were asking excellent questions about this bridge collapse. Who is filming this? And how did they know to film at that very exact spot? Who's filming from one side and filming from another saying, hey, look at this. You know, when I'm watching boats, I don't go turn my camera to say, look at that boat over there. I just look around and it seems awkward that folks just happen to be there to record this and get it out for the public to see. How do they know what time to be there? And so many are starting to speculate about that whole bridge thing and how it's playing out for the public to see. But what does the media do? They're jumping onto the racist area. So back to Nickelodeon real quick. Just wanted to show you this before I forget. Do you guys know that Nickelodeon's logo is the same exact shape as Epstein's Island? You're looking at your screen? Their logo is the exact same. Look, you see this little dot here? That's the little thing sticking out right here on the island. And this is the exact same shape. Well, why would you say that? Interesting, because they have child predator problems. Legal records show Nickelodeon employees are more accused and convicted pedophiles than previously disclosed. Marty Weiss, a talent manager, placed clients on top of Nickelodeon shows, was convicted for lewd acts with a 12-year-old. Ezel Channel, 54, convicted in 2003 of lewd acts with somebody under 14. Jason Handy, a 9-year-old girl. Ezel Channel hired a production assistant at the cable channel after a child sex offense conviction. He was with a teen. Marty Weiss, lewd acts with a 12-year-old. Cody Longo, late star of Teen Nick 2012, show Hollywood Heights, was accused of sexual assault of a 9-year-old. Brian Peck, Nickelodeon dialogue coach, molested child star Drake Bell when he was 15. These are just some of the known cases. Imagine what's unknown. What's Nickelodeon really about? How many watched that show? While all that's playing out, we continue to be exposed to much more than we can handle when it comes to the jabs. I mean, we keep the reminder going because we still have folks that have been associated with this. We had a Guillermo Beltran, Columbia football player, soccer, has passed away at the age of 24. 24. Cause of death is heart failure. Listen to Joe.
They released the bivalent ones where they didn't have any human testing.
Well, like, I guess they actually did, didn't they? Yeah, in the law.
Turns out it doesn't work at all. Not only does it not work at all, it actually works worse.
Well, good thing you can't sue.
Yeah.
Hey, that's good thing you can't sue. The one drug, they're probably more honest because you can't sue.
Isn't that weird? Isn't it weird that you can just like lie to people and you could force people to take things and then you could hide the side effects and you can't sue them? That seems,
you can't sue them. Can't sue them. All this stuff, the lunacy that's going on. Why are they allowed to not tell us what's in those jabs, force everyone to take them, and then we're watching thousands of professional athletes collapsing on fields, dying, heart attacks, and more. We're watching loved ones, teenagers, dying. Never happened before until these vaccines came out. Other things that are happening. When it comes to our money, central banks around the world anticipate a dollar collapse any day now. That comes from cryptopolitan.com. Jack Straw shared that one. It's amazing because we're having these conversations with Dr. Kirk Elliott. Another interview is coming out this Sunday. I highly encourage you to listen. Entertainment Industry Exposer, we're going to talk about that. The Swift CBD system in 12 to 24 months. Sorry, it's supposed to be 24, not 14. Black Swan events coming. And biblical investing is key. We get into all of this
because God gives us all gifts, right? He gives us anointing, callings in life. He blesses us with finances, and he just doesn't want us to do nothing with it. You know, this is where I think people like that some, they get some money and say, "Oh, I'm just gonna keep it in cash, and I'm gonna bury it in the ground, and I'm just not gonna do anything because I don't want to lose it." It's like, okay, what does the parable of the talent say? You know, you had the three servants. You had the one that multiplied what God gave him, and God gave him, you know what? Pat on the back, a reward, right? And so the master did. And then you got the second one who did average. He did okay. He still got commended for what he did. And then you've got the third one who buried his talents in the sand. It's like, I don't want to lose them. I don't want to lose what my master had given me, right? What there's... Technically, there's nothing wrong with that concept. He didn't want, but yet it was wrong because he didn't use the gifts that God gave him to multiply it and be better for the world and impact the kingdom, right?
What's amazing is because we get into talks about money, then we associate also with scriptures and how we live our lives. We talked about the industry exposed, and that's where some of that was coming from, where we talk about the talents and they're used in the wrong way. It's just amazing. Amazing interview. I hope you check it out. And so as we come to close to the end of this, I wanted to make sure we get into some of the things that are going on that I read about a lot, and I wonder what in the world's going on. But CERN, you guys know CERN, to test world's most powerful particle accelerator. Well, they're going to do it April 8th during the solar eclipse to search for invisible matter that secretly powers our universe. You guys know CERN. We showed this already. Let's see. Their logo is 6. six, six. See that? Got their sixes there, huh? The mark of the beast. Interesting. And, of course, you guys know the CERN logo. Well, Shiva, they have the Goddess of Destruction statue out front. That's the picture I'm showing you there. We've all seen that weird sacrifice video in front of the statue they claimed was a hoax. Remember, they had a sacrifice they were actually giving in front of that god. And they said, oh, that was just a hoax. It wasn't real. No, no, that's baloney. Their website literally talks about opening other dimensions. Shiva is said to be the great destroyer who will annihilate the universe in the end of time, only for it to be reborn as part of the endless cycle of death and rebirth. And of course, they put Obama, remember we talked about him, I saw Satan fall from heaven. He was on the cover of Newsweek as the god Shiva because they worship him. Also, another thing is NASA's to launch sounding rockets into the moon's shadowy shadow during the solar eclipse. And I thought, you know, this guy's clip kind of talks about it.
So I guess we got to talk about this April 8th eclipse. NASA's firing three rockets up to the moon's shadow. What? Why? Well, apparently they're measuring atmospheric perturbations around the eclipse path. And that's why they named their program Apep, after the serpent deity from ancient Egyptian mythology. You know, the one who was the nemesis of Ra, the serpent that ate the sun. It seems like quite a stretch to get that acronym, right? Have you ever noticed they don't name their rockets or their space programs after the Apostle Paul or Moses? Just saying. Oh, and also on April 8th, CERN is firing up their Mandela Effect machine. I mean, their Hadron Collider. Yeah, that's interesting timing, right? Oh, and to go in the Wayback Machine, Aleister Crowley, famous Satanist, contacted Iwas, the devil himself, on April 8th, 1904. So 120 years to the day.
120 years to the day. You got Aleister Crowley, the Satan worshiper, basically talking to Satan 120 years ago. Interesting how all of this is happening. And then, of course, you've got NASA naming their project.
The project after a serpent deity. Well, this is their logo. So, yeah, once again, it's all connected.
Just in case you guys wanted to know, there's NASA. There's their logo with the forked tongue snake. Because NASA, they're the great deceivers. And we know that, and I've shared that with you over and over again. And they get, I think, $80 million a day from our pockets to do nothing but lie to people. Anyway, then we go to the total solar eclipse in Chicadas. I don't know if you guys knew about this.
There is not a single person on this earth that has ever seen an event like we are going to see on April 8th of 2024. This is the path that it will take, and these are the times that you'll be able to see it. Totality is going to last about 4 minutes and 35 seconds in some places. Now, compared to the total solar eclipse that we had in 2017, that one lasted about 2 minutes and 43 seconds in some areas, so we're doubling that time this year. That's why it's something that no one has ever seen before. It's going to last for a long time compared to other total solar eclipses. The last one that was even close to this happened back in the 1800s. In a month, we are going to have two broods of cicadas come up from under the ground. Now, these two broods have not converged in over 200 years. And look at this map. See the light blue and the dark brown right there converging in Illinois? Yeah, that's the same spot where our two paths converge as well, southern Illinois. So yeah, no one on Earth has ever seen an event like coming next month. We are going to have a total solar eclipse that lasts damn near 5 minutes in some areas. And then we're going to have millions of cicadas that have been underground for either 13 or 18 years, all coming up at the same time. And they have not done that in over 200 years. So if you are over 200 years old, DM me. But if not, no one on this earth has seen like what's coming on April 8th.
So how in the world do they know all this? Always baffles me. One of the things I wanted to point out, folks, is we've talked about this before, and I don't like to belabor this, but if you go on, all you have to do is go on YouTube and type in eclipse, and before you know it, your algorithms are going to change, and every single video just about is going to be about this eclipse, and then, of course, it's going to be these warnings over and over again that we're in the end, judgment's here, and it's not that I'm saying that they're wrong, I'm just stating that it's just interesting how we go into this fear mode. Well, they say, well, it's not fear, it's exciting because we look like we're in the end and Lord, just take me home. And I get it. And it's tiring. Some of the things we've been exposed to and more. However, sometimes I look at things a little different. And just as we come to a close, I wanted to say this. What if this going across, because most people say, well, all the other eclipses had war follow them. And in the United States, I think it was 8 other eclipses, and it was followed by World War I, World War II, Civil War, whatever, and a big earthquake. But sometimes I wonder if that one center section where the X crosses is Little Egypt, right? You got Little Egypt that it's going to go over. And then you've got another one coming in 2027 and 2034, same spread, same type of look over Egypt. And I just wonder if God Almighty is telling those that are trying to run the slavery system in our country, your time is up. Pharaoh, your little Egypt, you run your little slavery thing going on. You know what? X marks the spot. You guys are going down. The Great Babylon, which would Babylon would be, some people say, oh, that means that's America. Well, I met a lot of Americans, and they're not Babylonian, and they're not evil. And the judgment, folks, when it does come to judgment, got to remember the scriptures actually say, and let me look this up since I'm talking about it, that judgment is on the church first. And let me see if I can pull that up before I speak without having that verse. 1 Peter 4:17. For it is time for judgment to begin at the household of God. And if it begins with us, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God? Are the churches telling the truth? How many of your church buildings had pastors that said, wear your masks? You're not allowed in unless you get your jab. How many of them said, go get the jab? How many of them watched the mainstream media and used those headlines from mainstream media, the lies, to teach from, to tell the church that those are the truth and that those things are truth and that we should use those to tell everybody to pray for? How many are actually teaching the Word of God properly, word for word, verse by verse, and telling exactly what's going on all around us, exposing evil? How many of them are exposing evil? And so it's interesting, right, as all of this is playing out, the amount of fear, call it fear porn, thrown at everyone over YouTube, where they allow the algorithms to play out so that everybody can have that play out for them over and over again. But I just say, I don't have all the answers. Only the Lord knows when the second coming is coming. And I'm not telling you how it's going to play out or what's going to happen, but I just have a different mindset when it comes to all this. And I want to close with this.
Our government officials are not stupid. Our government officials are not just old and senile and forgetting things, leaving behind our veterans because they forgot. Our government officials are executing plans that have been in place for many, many years. Our government officials are doing everything by design. Everything that we are watching happen is on purpose and intentional. People who are awake, we mean that we're awake to the system. We see through the intentions here. We don't just sit back and be like, why did they forget our veterans? How could they care more about these people coming into our country than they do our veterans? That's nothing compared to what they're doing. We are watching Rome fall. We are watching it fall, and it is not to be taken lightly. There are people out there that are still just going to the store, going to Target, buying their Stanley cups, and not having a clue about what is going on. Know that there is much more evil going on than Nickelodeon. Know that they do not care about your health. They do not care about your well-being. And it is up to you to find the truth. It is up to you to search out Jesus. It is up to you to eat healthier food. It is up to you to fight the system. We may not be able to come together and actively, physically fight this government like we did in 1775, but you know what? We can rise up in a different way. We can stop participating in these big conglomerate corporations that sell us crap food. We can start exercising. We can start eating better. We can start to break away from their system. There are more and more people waking up right now because the evil is getting so obvious. And it's a beautiful time to be alive. It's tiring because we still have to sit in it. But man, is God good. He keeps me steady. He keeps me peaceful during all of this chaos. So I urge you, if you are starting to see this stuff, if you're starting to see through what is going on, start standing up to it. Start being bold in Jesus' name, because we are fighting evil. And this is 100% a spiritual battle that we are in, and we need to fight as such.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest. neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for how you continue to guide and direct our thoughts and our lives. So many things going on, so much information flying out from so many different directions, and we ask that you would help guide and direct us to the truth through your word. We certainly need your help. We ask that you would talk to those who are pastors and leaders and shepherds of churches across our great land, across this entire earth, that you would just place into their minds and their hearts the information that you would like them to share. Use them to continue to share the gospel. Have them expose this evil along with the things that are going on all around us to, again, awaken the masses just how ugly and evil sin really is. How evil and soulless these people around us are when they follow Satan's techniques and tactics. We are so aware that your son, Christ, was, through his weakest moment of 40 days of fasting, was approached by the enemy and told, if you just bow down and worship me, I'll give you all this. He said, it is written, shall not tempt the Lord your God. And after all those three times where we are told it is written, realizing that your written word has so much power, a reminder to all of us that we can come boldly before your throne because it's written. We can come to you knowing that our sins are forgiven as far as the east is from the west. It is written. It is written that we can come to you with all of our burdens and you will give us rest. That's written. And we know it's written that you sent your only son, your only begotten son, that whoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That's written. We thank you for your love letter to us, your holy word, and we ask that you continue to bring protection to those that are on the front lines. Bring protection to those that are hurting, suffering, needing someone to come alongside them. At this moment, as they're praying and crying out, would you bring somebody to them, just like you provided milk for the missionary who needed it for orphans, Mueller, back in the days of times gone by, where we've watched you continually provide for those in need. We thank you, Lord, for the answer to prayer, even now. We ask all this in the name of Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for how you continue to pray for us, lift us up, and more. And I just remind you, if you could hit that follow button and share this video, it'd be great. And also, if you could send a picture in if you bought gear, just go to our site, andweknow.com, hit contact, and you'll see a drop-down list, and it says send a photo. And just attach a little photo and send it to us wearing the gear with a big smile, and we'll get it out there, okay? And again, hope you have a wonderful weekend. And we, as we go into this next amazing week and month, looking forward to it. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Then We Know, signing out.